Thank you, Madam Vice President. We welcome the delegation of Slovenia to the UPR and thank them for the report. We commend Slovenia for the progress made since the last review and particularly welcome the explicit prohibition of corporal punishment and degrading treatment of children. Besides the Hungarian, Italian, and Roma minorities that are recognized under the Constitution or in relevant legislation, there are others, like the German-speaking community, which are striving for the recognition of collective rights. The rule of law is pivotal in the enforcement of human rights. While welcoming that the majority of cases of denationalization have been concluded, we however observe with concern that 26 years after the deadline for applications, a considerable number of denationalization proceedings are still pending. We recommend further understanding that anti-gypsyism is a driver for social exclusion of Roma and Sinti and strengthen efforts to improve their living condition, for example by adopting measures to ensure their access to drinking water, sanitation and electricity. Recognize the Slovenian sign language in the Slovenian constitution. Engage in a structured dialogue with the German-speaking community, including the umbrella organization for the cultural associations of the German-speaking community, as also recommended by the Council of Europe. We reiterate our previous recommendations to allocate additional resources to the preservation of the culture and language of the German-speaking community in Slovenia. I thank you.